The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Up for you today, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, top of hour two, and after that, Rusty Manziel in hour two, down in Georgia. Love me some Georgia now. So Rusty Manziel down there. That's what we have lined up. Other than that, complete, unfettered, that word's becoming a thing on the show. Complete, unfettered hangout time. So we have latitude. We can aim the boat left or right or in the middle. Does not matter. We can do either one this morning. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill Is King, or you can email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. So there you go. That's where we are at this morning. So let me tell you what I did last night. Kind of like the Super Bowl, even though it wasn't the Super Bowl. I texted Rob in the 210, and I said, Rob, what is the play in the Duke, North Carolina game? He said, North Carolina, Bill. So I went to my, what account do I have? Bet Online? I think that's what that is. I went to that account. And I thought, you know what, if I put a couple bucks down here, I'll get engaged in the Duke, North Carolina game. I'll be able to pay attention. Because I'm not a big fan of either one of those schools. They're equally not likable to me. Just don't like them. More so in basketball. I don't really. Football, it's not a football thing. This is a basketball thing. I just don't like either one of them. Typically, when either one of them play, I'm not real emotional about it because most of the time I'm not watching anyways. But I'm not pulling for them. So this was, hey, it's apparently a popular game. Duke, North Carolina. Well, not apparently. It is. Shouldn't have said apparently. It is. And maybe this will keep me engaged. So me being the big spender, you got to remember, I spent $2,000 on a smoker. So I'm a big spender. I'm a hot shot. So in order to stay engaged, I put $10 down on North Carolina Duke. That's what the big time people do. Put $10, which would have won me about, well, which did win me about $9. And I had North Carolina plus 9.5. Now, early in that game, something bad happened. Zion Williamson literally blew out his shoe and tweaked his knee. Now, I didn't want to see that happen. He's a beautiful-looking athlete. Oh, my God. He is a very rare player with his size and abilities. Very unusual in a good way. And didn't play again. So North Carolina getting 9.5 wins by 16 at Cameron. How about that? Is So not only did the plus 9.5 work, they won outright. Instead of betting 10, I should have bet 12. I'm mad at myself. What would that extra $2 have gotten me? Well, in today's economy, another gallon of gas, because gas is very cheap. Gas is ridiculously cheap right now. Could have gotten me a, what else would the $2 have gotten me? Almost a 25-ounce can of Natty Light, I think. What's that cost? Somebody go to the grocery store like right now and tell me what that cost. What else could the $2 have gotten me? Probably not much else. Well, I could have gotten a, I'll tell you what, I could have gotten a medium, probably not a large, well, maybe a large, fountain drink. I have to be careful because I go in these moods where I get addicted to a fountain drink, so I got to be careful. Yeah, I think that $2 would have gotten me an extra Dr. Pepper at the local mini mart. Yeah, so if you want to appraise me as being a hot shot, go ahead. I won $10. Well, I won $9 last night. Yeah, I won all of $9 last night on that game. Should have bet 12. But you know what? Brad Powers will tell you that is a very dangerous emotion. Don't. If you look back and say, I should have done this, the next time you bet and you bet more than you should, that's when they get you. That's when Vegas get you. Or that's when Guido, the guy on the street corner who's doing the booking, that's when he gets you. You got to be careful. You cannot be greedy. What's the saying on Wall Street? Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered, or is it the opposite? Yeah, you got to be careful. So I'm going to take my $9, put it in my pocket, and walk around town like I'm a hop shot. That's what I'm going to do. Chris Landry, top of hour two. And also coming up a little bit later, Rusty Manziel down there in Georgia. That's what we've got going this morning. Vince said on Twitter this morning, Michigan added some depth on the D-line. They got Central Michigan transfer Mike Dana. I know he comes from Central Michigan, but he's a damn good player. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get a transfer, there are lots of good players in the MAC that can play high D1. So, and D-line is a commodity. This kid's listed. I don't think he's real big. He's probably more of a D-end. He's 6'2", about 260. But that's a nice addition for them. Now, I was looking at that. Nice pickup there for the maize and blue. Vince says, Bill, Michigan beat North Carolina by 17 this season. Just saying. Well, if we do the transitive property, that means that Michigan is 16 and 17 is what, 33? Michigan is 33 points better than Duke did. Using the thinking of the transitive property. Vince goes on to say, you might have bet $10, but that's good bankroll management. I'm proud of myself. I am very proud of myself. But I gotta give credit to Rob. Thank God Rob doesn't want a percentage. Or I'd be down to what? What if Rob, like being an agent gets about 3%, right? So if Rob wanted his cut, if he wanted, in order to get paid for giving me the tip, I'd be down to about $6 or $5 there, which is still good, still profit. That $5 would get me what? Could I go to a fast food place and get a burger, fries, and a Coke? Probably not for $5. Depends on where you go and how big the products are. I can get fries and a Dr. Pepper for $5. Just barely squeezing under the line, right? I'm just saying. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America checking in this morning. If you are eating an orange currently, it might well be from his location. Perry Mason. He says, Bill, just so you know, Florida basketball matters. Great job last night from Mike White. Go Gators. Overall, though, it has not been a good look for the Gators this year, right? Overall now. What else do we have going on out there? Anybody transferred and got cleared for no reason in the last 24 hours? Anybody that you know of that has transferred in the last day got cleared because they weren't happy with the depth chart? That's what I want to know. Peter says, Bill, when are you breaking down the 2-3 zone versus Louisville last night? You know, I had that game on, but the sound was down, and I was just paying half attention to it. I was aware of it. Here's Cuse. The Cuse is in the house. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Orangeman. Peter's proud of the Cuse. Should be. Should be. I was talking to a guy the other night at a basketball game. It was a high school game. And he's from New York, moved down here, made a fortune. I think he was in healthcare. And was part of a company and had a piece of the action. Cashed in and literally made a fortune. Anyways, he played small college ball, D2, D3 basketball up in New York. And like a smart man, moved down here. Anyways, he said he had a buddy that wasn't even as good as him that walked on at Syracuse basketball and sat the bench just to be part of it and loved it. I mean, knew he wasn't going to play. Knew he wasn't that kind of player. Knew he wasn't John Wallace circa 1996. I think that this guy would have been mid-80s anyways, but nonetheless. Walked on there and sat on the bench and loved it. Just hung out. And he said, you know what, I sometimes think, I look back on it, kind of wished I'd have done that too. Just to be part of it. Vince says, hey, Bill, did you see that play where a fan threw the teddy bear on the court with a tie game, Mississippi State at Georgia? Officials called a technical because of it. Mississippi State player hit the Tech free throw, and they win by one. Yes. Who was it? Oh, who was it on Twitter earlier pointing that out to me? Oh, Marianne. Marianne in Dallas was pointing that out to me. You know what that reminded me of? The Florida Vanderbilt basketball game, the Dwayne Tchintsis game. Vanderbilt's playing Florida at Memorial Gym. That's back when Memorial Gym magic was actually a real thing. It hadn't been a thing for a long time. Back then it was a thing. Back then it was not a fantasy, it was real. Somebody threw a tennis ball onto the court. And there was a technical call, and Florida ends up winning that game. What's the truth? Did Tchintsis hit the technical to send it into overtime, and then Florida won it in overtime? What happened there? Somebody refresh my memory on the tennis ball game. That's what that reminded me of. Now, again, between Georgia and Mississippi State, obviously Georgia's not playing for anything. Georgia basketball is god-awful. It's been god-awful, and it's remained god-awful. But I think that's what happened. But somebody, look, somebody correct me on the Dwayne Shinsis game. Gator fans, you remember it too. Shinsis was he was over 7 foot. He was like 7'1", 7'2". Dude was a monster. And he was pretty good. And this would have been early 90s, best I recall. Yeah, somebody correct me on that. Somebody fill in the minor details on that. Clay says yes. So Shinsis hit the technical free throw. It went into overtime, and then Florida won. Is that right? I think Clay is telling me I'm correct there. You're talking about controversy. That's when, in this town we live in now, everybody, that's when if Vanderbilt played a basketball game, or let's say Vandy, Tennessee played in Nashville, people actually talked about it. Like, at your job or on the talk shows, people actually acknowledge the game. It doesn't get much acknowledgement now. Used to. And then the evil empire of the pro sports came into this town and stole all of that. The evil, greedy, pro entity came in here and just wiped that off the map. And all the people went with the evil entity. All right, here's the deal. Got a call or two. Let me get it. Got to get the first break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio. Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill.
Call 800-204-0145 today
and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck talk Nashville Predators hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at rednecknation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
All right, couple things. Jason on Twitter says Mississippi State player had two free throws from the foul. Teddy Bear was thrown on the floor during the first free throw. Kid hit the second shot, then missed the technical free throw on purpose. So there you go. And Jeff, too, has pulled up a write-up on the tennis ball game. I'll pull that up here in a second. I'll bring that to the audience in a second. Apparently, the wall is still not built. Jeff in the Borough is on the phone. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill? I just want to say, did you watch that wild ending of the teddy bear on the play on the floor at Georgia last night?
I watched the video replay of it. I wasn't watching in real time. No.
Well, I'll just say that you and Griff can talk about that next week. Did you hear, too? I listened to a show in Knoxville, and they're saying now that, I don't know if you heard about this, Bill, but in 2020, next year, the Tennessee-Georgia football game is going to be moved to November. Did you hear about that?
Correct, in order to facilitate Auburn-Georgia. So Tennessee's so-called November cupcake schedule, which actually they've been winning those games lately, just changes beginning in 20, correct. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I haven't mentioned it yet.
Yeah, I didn't know if you'd seen that or talked about it. And also, too, Bill, Kentucky was sitting on an airplane yesterday afternoon about 3:30 in Colonia, Missouri. They couldn't get out of there because it was 3-hour time. They couldn't get out of there because of the weather. But they finally got back. They finally got back last night in time for Coach Cal's radio show. He was on the road, but he was still on the show, and I think his assistant was on as well. But they finally got back yesterday evening from Columbia, Missouri, because the weather was so bad they couldn't get out of there yesterday. It was so bad.
I did not know that. Yeah,
it was so bad that they sent out a picture. I think they sat on the plane for like 45 minutes to an hour waiting to leave, and they couldn't leave because the weather was so bad. Of course, it's been bad everywhere, but it was so bad there yesterday they couldn't. And I do add one final thing. Did you see where Brad White was named the defensive coordinator? What do you think about that?
I didn't know that. I did not see that.
Yeah, he got named, and then there's a guy that was at Ole Miss, Sumrall. He used to coach at Troy and a couple other places. He coached at Ole Miss last year. He's going to be the linebackers coach next year for Kentucky. He's going to take White's place. But yeah, Brad White's a new defensive coordinator of Kentucky. He named him yesterday.
So I'm just glad he did not name his brother Mike Stoops. That would not have been a good idea. And that was a rumor. Now Stoops, he actually is down there at Alabama now, as one of Saban's guys, so.
Yeah, but he named him down there, but he named him defensive coordinator, so and everything. So, but Bill, what do you think about Florida beating LSU last night in overtime? Does that help Tennessee?
Well, absolutely. Now, you're talking about, does that help Tennessee Saturday in the game?
Exactly.
It probably doesn't. It probably doesn't, just like did Kentucky losing to LSU help Tennessee versus Kentucky? It probably alerts LSU and makes them more angry.
Yeah, well, LSU beats Tennessee, of course it'll be a three-way tie. But if Kentucky can beat Tennessee again, of course it won't matter because there'll be a tie between LSU and Kentucky depending on what LSU does the rest of the way. But it still could be a three-way tie. I guess maybe for the championship in the SEC. So, but it's going to be wild anyway you slice it. But it should be a good game Saturday. I know LSU sold out the place, so it's going to be wild down there. So, but enjoy the show, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. So apparently we have not built that wall around Jeff. He's still calling. We've got some really poor fundraisers out there. We should have had that done by now. All right, I'm pulling up the article that Jeff Too has provided us. And it is from, this was 1989, and here is the story. I believe it's from the Orlando Sentinel. John Guthrie, who is a former Georgia coach. At the time, he was kind of head of basketball. Matter of fact, I remember sitting in the Vanderbilt press box up top, basketball, Memorial Gym, talking with John Guthrie years ago about some of his former players at Georgia, and it was very intriguing. He was there I think he was there grading the officials that night, if I'm not mistaken. Anyways, this is back January 27th, 1989. So we're talking about literally 30 years ago. Seems like yesterday. Are you kidding me? The tennis ball incident is 30 years ago. Oh, my God. Literally seems like yesterday. Okay, here's the reader. John Guthrie, Associate Commissioner of the SEC, said Thursday the tennis ball incident that altered the outcome of the Florida Vanderbilt basketball game will force a closer look at the interpretation of the applied rule. Guthrie, who oversees the SEC basketball officials, see, I was right there, talked Thursday morning with referee John Clockerty and officials from Florida and Vanderbilt. Clockerty called a technical foul on the Vanderbilt crowd that ultimately cost the Commodores a victory. Florida ended up winning the game 81-78 in overtime. But it was a gift to the Gators more than anything else. Vanderbilt was leading 72-70 when Florida's Livingston Chapman threw the ball out of bounds with 1 second left to play in regulation. So again, Vandy's up two. Florida turns the ball over. Goes on to read, but before the Commodores could restart play and claim victory, approximately 8 to 10 tennis balls came flying out of the stands. I don't remember that part. I thought it was one ball. Isn't it amazing what you remember and what you don't remember? I thought it was one ball. Wow. That's part of the story I did not know. The balls were aimed at Florida center Dwayne Tchentsis, who was involved in a highly publicized incident outside a bar in Gainesville where he allegedly hit another student with his tennis racket during preseason. That's the tennis ball reason. When one of the balls rolled past Tchentsis, Clockerty called the technical, which took the basketball away from Vanderbilt, gave Tchentsis 2 free throws. He made both. Then he dominated in overtime. Vanderbilt Athletic Director Roy Kramer said Thursday, that's right before Kramer took the SEC job. Yeah, he was the AD at Vandy. Kramer said that the school was investigating the incident and would take disciplinary action against the students involved. Did they ever find, there's another question for you guys. Did they ever find any of the people involved with the tennis ball? That's my question. I know I've had calls about it. It's been a long time. I had forgotten. Now I knew about it, but I had forgotten that that tennis ball thing was in response to Tchentsis. It was well publicized. He was in some sort of fight. Got to remember, Dwayne Tchentsis was 7'1". Maybe 7'2". This guy was an absolute monster. A guy 6'7", standing next to him, looked like a thimble, okay? Dwayne Tchentsis. Now, let me also ask you this. with 1 second on the clock, you got a 7-1 guy, and he's got to make two free throws just to send it into overtime. How many big men can make those two shots, even if they are free throws? That's gutsy. Now they end up winning in overtime. How about that? The tennis ball game. I will not forget that one. Some of the details they're provided I had forgotten. Wow. And the reason why, if you're just tuning in, the reason why we're bringing this up is last night at Georgia loses a game to Mississippi State because somebody threw a teddy bear out there and a technical was called. And they lose by one. Imagine if you're Tom Crean. Okay. And you're struggling, you're having trouble. And you lose. Well, I don't know if we don't know if you'd have lost or not, but in essence though, you lose because of a teddy bear. You go to sleep last night knowing you lost because of a teddy bear. I'm sure he slept well over that one. Trying to resuscitate a Georgia basketball program which has been dormant for centuries. To me, it's been dormant since Hugh Durham. They've had their moments since then, but don't screw up my narrative here. To me, they've been dormant since Terry Fair, Vern Fleming, that group, 1983, right after Dominique Wilkins left. Tubby actually had some good teams. How long was Tubby wasn't there very long before he was called by C.M. Newton to take the Kentucky job. Wasn't there long at all. Anyways, let's get to bottom of the hour break here. Coming up, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Rusty Manziel coming up in hour number two.
Adoption as Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For February, try the Philly Cheesesteak Sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does. It's out of here.
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Oh, how about that?
Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here. Let's play tomorrow. Oh, my goodness.
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
The Nashville Hotel. Chris Landry coming up. Also, Rusty Manziel, hour two. We've got plenty of hangout time. 888-702-5494. Yeah, this has been a many decades argument about calling a technical when something lands on the court from the crowd. Vince brought it up. Rod says on Twitter, "Hey, Bill. Couldn't a Tennessee fan buy a ticket to the Kentucky game at Rupp, throw something on the court, and cause a technical for Kentucky?" He says, "Do the referees just assume the home team threw? A tennis ball, teddy bear, whatever it is." It's a very good point. Yes. If you wanted to, you could go to a game, any game, but let's just say it's a rivalry type game. Kentucky, Tennessee. Now, Kentucky, Tennessee is not Duke, North Carolina, historically, but important game this year, really was. And they've got others to play. Yeah, you as a fan, you could go on the road, buy tickets, hopefully at Primo Seats, and pack a teddy bear or a tennis ball. Waning seconds of the game, you need a big play for your team. You need to hurt the other team. So you throw your teddy bear or ball out there. Home team gets a technical, correct? That is correct. Sounds messed up. I agree. You could do that. If you are so inclined, you could do that. Now, I don't know who threw the teddy bear last night down at Stegman Coliseum, or who threw the tennis balls at the Vandy game. The tennis ball thing is funnier because it was about the well-publicized Shinsis fight that involved him using a tennis racket. That's funny. Thank God nobody got hurt bad, best I know, but that's funny. Somebody chucked a teddy bear out there. What would be the point of that? Unless you're in a frat or something and you've had a few too many pops and somebody dares you to do it. I guess that's the reason why you would do it, right? No other reason that I can think of. Karen points out a Georgia Tech video, and I believe it's Brent Key. Is that who that is? And he's doing some, I don't even know what he's doing. He's just hanging out with the offensive linemen in their practice facility. And he's jumping up and down and hooping and hollering. Now, I am a Jeff Collins guy. I'm a big Jeff Collins guy. Jeff Collins spent a year at Alabama under Nicky. Now, that's before Nick was taking in people to rehab him. Matter of fact, I believe Collins was there 07 before he left for Central Florida. And he was instrumental in recruiting a lot of those, well, some of those players that ended up, got to remember, Alabama after 07. The 08 team was really good. The 09 team, the 10 team was a bunch of knuckleheads, but those are some good groups right there. Yeah, he left for Central Florida, and then after that, didn't he end up at Mississippi State? Isn't that when he went to Mississippi State after that? I think so. But I think in that video, that is Brent Key, the new O-line coach, who, from what I understand, Alabama could not wait for him to get the hell out of there. Jeff Chu says, Bill, the next time you have on Primo Seats, ask them how many tickets they sold for the Duke-North Carolina game. The average price was $3,000. One person paid $10,000. You imagine paying four digits for that game last night that was basically over when Zion Williamson goes down with a knee injury? Now, if you've got that kind of money, you probably don't care. So, maybe it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, if you were watching early, very early moments of the game, Zion Williamson kind of slipped. He blew out his shoe. And then he never came back in the game. It was a Krzyzewski, their coach, said after the game in the post-game press conference that it was a knee injury. Mike Krzyzewski said that. $10,000 for a ticket to that. It's a whole lot of coin right there. That's like some guy spending $2,000 on a smoker. What kind of idiot would do that? No, Kev says, Bill, was TV Ted doing the Mississippi State-Georgia game? I don't know. Jason says, Bill, I was wrong. I rewatched the inning and saw where they shot the technical foul prior to the second free throw. It was the Teddy Bears' fault. No worries. Specifics aren't important there. We're talking Georgia basketball. Georgia basketball is less important than Vanderbilt basketball right now. Georgia basketball hasn't been a thing in 30 years. To me, I mean, I don't know the last time anybody called this show, and there are a lot of Georgia Bulldog fans that listen. Say, Bill, what about the basketball team? I don't know that that has happened in the last decades. Because nobody gives a rip. Football recruiting, even if it's a three-star, is way more important than anything that Georgia basketball does. Despite what you may hear. Football recruiting a long snapper is more important than anything the basketball team does. I'm just saying. Speaking of Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. That's right. Get your tickets at Primo Seats. Jeff, too, was just talking about them. Yeah. Hope you got your Duke, North Carolina tickets, your four-digit tickets at PrimoSeats.com. All the basketball games left in the regular season of college basketball, all the March Madness, NBA games, NHL, Major League Baseball games coming up, PrimoSeats.com. If you're already looking to the football season next, well, it's this year, but the next season, next playing portion of the season, PrimoSeats.com. Yeah, remind me, we need to talk a little Tennessee-Auburn. Tennessee-Auburn-Georgia, actually, when we come back. And moving that game, the Georgia-Auburn game. Anyways, Primo seats for all your ticket needs. And remember, take advantage of the promo code. That's right. Take advantage. Use the name Bill Isking. Put that name in the promo code box when you go to PrimoSeats.com. That will get you a generous 5% off. Yeah, about 5% off. So do it, and you will be happy. You'll like the pricing. PrimoSeats.com. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks with injuries near educational places, Cane Ridge High School on Old Hickory Boulevard and St. Edward's Elementary School on Thompson Lane in Woodbine. We also have a wreck on I-65 South at the northern end of the I-24 overlap and another at the corner of 14th and Broadway near Union Square Park. Business owners, you could be missing $15,000 in new business. Call iTex, Tennessee's largest barter exchange.
I'm Eric Ocron, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
That bathroom upgrade is within reach at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot, starting with the exclusive Pfister Venturi Bath Faucet. It's a two-handle, widespread brush nickel faucet with a spot defense finish that resists water spots and fingerprints. And right now, you can get your hands on one for just $119. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Owensboro, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast has a flood advisory continuing through noon. There's a good chance for showers this afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high 52. More showers, we can have a thunderstorm overnight, a low 43. And more rain, we can have a thunderstorm on Friday, our high 57. Again, today's high 52, and utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rod Tanner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
All right. Chris Landry coming up top of the hour. Also, next hour, Rusty Mansell. Speaking of Rusty, I'll have to ask him about this, but Georgia-Auburn game beginning 2020, so after this next upcoming playing portion of the season. Remember, we say that because we never acknowledge an offseason. There is no offseason. So I call it the playing portion of the season. Beginning in the 2020 playing portion of the season, Georgia-Auburn game will go to late September, early October. It will not be late November anymore. And that flips the Georgia and Tennessee game. Georgia-Tennessee will now be real late. Historically, even though Tennessee has not been winning these games recently, Tennessee's always been given credit for their November winning percentage because it involves traditional doormats, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, etc. Missouri's in there now, too. Missouri's new to the league, so I'm not throwing them in as a traditional doormat. A traditional team that's not worthy. Let's put it that way. And so you'll get into November and people throw out percentages. The Vols over the last 10 years are 97% in November. It's because Kentucky and Vandy's on there. Now, again, let's acknowledge they're not winning those games right now. Well, they beat Kentucky this year. Let me give Jeremy credit there. Sorry. They're not winning the Vandy game right now. But now that Georgia's on there, so Tennessee-Georgia, if Jeremy Pruitt gets Tennessee back where they need to be, that puts a monster game towards the end there. Wow. Has anybody pulled up what Tennessee's – has anybody got a specific schedule for Tennessee in 2020 that includes the Georgia game now in November? Has anybody looked at that yet? Now, would that game be after the Vanderbilt and Kentucky game, the Kentucky-Vanderbilt game? But where would that go? That would be my question. Coach Marshall says, Bill, Georgia basketball's only SEC win is Vandy. Well, of course. If I'm Vandy, I'm going for the Ofer thing here. Why not? You better be good to be known for something. Good to be known for some kind of streak, right? Just saying. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill S. King. And you can email the show, BillSKing7@gmail.com. Yeah, we got Rusty Manziel. That's at the bottom of the hour, in hour two. And we also have coming up Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. And if you don't get his service, I encourage you to get it. He is a football machine. Chris Landry studies football most hours of every day. Okay? He is a guy that never puts it down. He is all about football. He's a machine. I've known him since the late 80s. He was down in Baton Rouge. He's back in Baton Rouge. And he was associated with LSU back then. He joined the Houston Oilers, was a scout for them. And they, of course, relocated to the 615. He moved here. I hadn't talked to Chris in a couple of years back then. And he ends up moving here, living here. And so we started having him on the show back then. Then after a few years here, ended up moving back to Baton Rouge. And has been down there ever since, living down there. But Chris knows his stuff. Jeff 2 says, Bill, the 20 conference schedule for the SEC has not been created yet. But Tennessee does play at Oklahoma in 20. Oh, West Coast Sooner. West Coast Sooner. How about that? Yeah, West Coast Sooner came to Rocky Top that year, a couple of years ago, when Oklahoma came back and beat Tennessee. Baker Mayfield, etc. Vols felt like they had that game won. West Coast Sooner went to Rocky Top to take in all the nostalgia up there in Cosby Cattleman's country. Even though Cosby is not Rocky, well, it is Rocky Top, but it's not Knoxville. Let's put it that way. The Cosby Cattleman. Anyways, top of the hour break coming up. So we will gently move into hour number two. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, Rusty Manziel. If you do want to get in, 888-702-5494. If you're a Vol fan, you like that game switching like that? Yeah, I mean, Georgia in November, late November. I'm going to pull this up and get a better feel for it. Hour two.